The date is Thursday, February the 3rd, 2005. I'm sitting here with Kenny Dixon and Bobby Granger, and we're going to do an interview in the Mimico Arena. Okay, here we go. Ken, I'm looking here at your career profile, and I'm looking, you started in 1942 playing for Mimico Brampton Combines, and you had a good year that year. You were 60 goals. Where did you play your junior lacrosse? In Mimico for how many years?
Just 1 year, actually.
What was that, 41?
41, yeah.
Did you go anywhere?
No, because of the war, just Ontario. We were Ontario champions, and that was it.
Okay, and then 43, this is interesting, played for the Army. And I remember I don't remember, but I looked it up, and you won the scoring title that year.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that year, 43.
It was a great year. We had a lot of good lacrosse players up there in Brampton Army Camp, and Bonnie McMahon, a few of them, Ray Mortimer,
You know, Mortimer, I was looking up some 1950, I think it might have been 56 or later, maybe 58. He played for Cornwall. Like, they played some exhibition games against the OLA teams. Now, he'd be pretty old then.
He would have been pretty old by then,
yeah. Yeah, Ken, I look up your stats here, and I believe all time you're 18th in goal scoring. And that's pretty impressive when you consider these are stats ever since box lacrosse started in 1932. And you're still 18th on that list. Did you realize you were...
No, I didn't realize that.
You ended up with 564 regular season goals, and you added another 173 goals in the playoffs. And you're moving up all the time. We're finding more stuff for you. There's a few guys very close that you're just on their heels. Like, what do we got here? We've got 737. Then Jack Bion is at 741. About four goals ahead of you, but we found a few more for him on the weekend. And then Archie Browning at 744. He's in striking distance. And there's two more. Gord Gehry, your first cousin, at 746. And Cliff Sepp got 746. So you could end up moving up. You know, you might end up in 14th spot all the time by the end of the week.
I'm just honored to be where I am.
What year were you inducted in the Hall of Fame, the Canadian
1976.
Okay, so you played 43. There was a 43 for the Army. And then you, in the playoffs, I see you ended up going with Mimico Brampton.
Well, they picked me and Lonnie McMahon up to go out west with them. Got permission to leave and go out west with them.
So, like, the Army lost in two straight games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Did they take you right away or not until you went out west?
Not until they went out west.
So we have those totals. And then you played from 1944 to 45, you were in the Army.
Yeah.
That's when you went overseas?
44, 45, yeah. Yeah, and I came back in 46 and played.
And that was here. I've only got down for six games, but we could be
46?
Missing.
46?
No, 45. 44, I'm sorry. We only got down for six games.
Yeah, well, so we just used to come home from Camp Borden on the weekend and get a weekend pass and come home, and if they were playing, you played.
And we went on 47... 48, 49, you won your second scoring title. That was 86 goals and 49 assists, 135 points. That was a heck of a year you had.
Yeah. A lot of good guys. Donnie McPhail set me up a lot.
He was a pretty rough player, wasn't he, from what
Donnie,
I know?
He was rough, but he had a shift on him on time. He could go by anybody.
I think he won a scoring title later on in his 51 on that.
Yeah.
And I have you down. So you played regular up to 52. 53, I've only got you down for one game. But I guess it's possible you had played a few more. 54, Mimico with 8 games. And then 55, that's when you went to Hamilton, eh? Now there we're going to pick up a few goals.
Mimico folded, I think, in 54, right?
Yeah, I don't have everything here.
I think that's when they folded their senior club.
In 56, you played for Long Branch. I got 3 games, 1 goal.
Could be, yeah.
You figure that's the end of it?
I would say that was the end of it, yeah.
56 would make you 33.
Yeah, that was it.
Did you go into coaching after that?
I came down when we were coaching the minor teams and all that stuff.
The junior A teams, or?
Well, I helped out with the junior A team. My youngest son was playing for the Lakeshore Maple Leafs, and I helped out with the team there.
I think I remember a Dixon playing.
Yeah, Rick Dixon.
What year would that be?
Let's see. Born in 56, maybe about 74, 73, 74, 74.
So it's after they won the Minnow Cup.
Yeah.
You have grandchildren now?
Oh, yeah, 9 of them.
Any of them play lacrosse?
Well, 3 of them, 2 of them did when they lived over near Hamilton there. They played for a while, a grandson and a granddaughter. And then I got 4 grandsons in Mississauga. The oldest one started to play lacrosse out there, and then he got tired of going to the practices, and the coach gave him a ball and walk off the floor. He said he wasn't learning anything.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, with you getting in the Hall of Fame, maybe someday, you know, one of your grandkids would be in it. Yeah. Probably like Ross and Gaylord Paulus.
Yeah.
Father. Actually, they were the only father and son in the Canadian Hall of Fame. Both in there. What was the highlight, do you figure, of your career? Maybe winning the Man Cup in 42?
I think so. Winning the Man Cup in 42, that was it. Really thought that was it.
No, that was a Brampton, Mimico Brampton Combines. Both organizations got together?
Both got together, and they lost so many guys to the services, the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and all that. So they combined to make up one team. And it was a good team.
So you played a lot of years with your brother, eh, Archie?
Yeah.
And you were telling me that about your cousins, the Gares. Yeah. There's 4 of them that all played in Senior A. Who do you consider the best player you played against? Bill Isaacs, maybe?
Bill Isaacs. He was the best. As far as I'm concerned, he was the greatest player and a real gentleman.
Yeah. I know he won 5 scoring titles in a row.
Yeah. He was something else. He could take all the face-offs, and he could check, he could score, he could pass. And anything you wanted, Bill could do.
And remember his, you wouldn't be been playing in 37 when his brother died on the floor?
Lance, I remember him dying at the Gardens. Maybe he Gardens, yeah.
And then there was a third brother, Wade Isaac.
Wade.
He played in the old Pro League in 31.
I think so, yeah.
That was the start of box lacrosse.
Yeah. Yeah, they were quite the free lacrosse players, those guys.
Looking back, there were some, like I'm looking here, in 1949 you played 35 games, regular season, and that would have been in the outdoor bowl, so there'd be games canceled because of rain. You'd be playing 3 or 4 games a week, it seems like.
Yeah.
You took it pretty serious back then.
Yeah, it was good lacrosse back then.
Well, that was your big year, your 86 bowl year. Did you ever, were you ever going for 100 goals? Did you ever think about that yet?
I didn't think about that much. No.
It was only 1946, your cousin, Gord Gehr, had 100 goals. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And he's still around.
Yeah, Gord's still around. He's up living with his daughter.
North Bay, isn't it?
Up around the French River area somewhere.
His grandson plays for Aurelia.
He plays for Aurelia.
I saw him. I guess he's the top goal scorer on their team. One of the top two, anyway.
Yeah, I turned on the TV one night, and there was a junior game from Aurelia, and they mentioned Gary the ball.
Do you know the grandson? Have you met him?
I don't know. No.
Because that'd be your third or fourth cousin.
Gord's son, Graham, he's a big across.
Yeah. He's the doctor, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you still get out to a few games now?
Well, the odd time you come down,
To the B games, right?
Yeah.
And I guess you wouldn't get out to too many major games because nothing near you. Barry's going major this year.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going from senior B to major.
I come down, but every time the play stops, I gotta blare that music.
Oh. What, they do that in B too?
Oh, yeah. Says it gets their players worked up while they're in bad shape, or they need that to get worked up to play a game of lacrosse. We never needed that stuff, did we, Bob?
No, that's
Yeah, I got Bobby Granger here too, and Bobby played, although not as long as Ken Dixon played, but he played from 1948 to 1950. Oh, no, we found something else for the. Played a couple games, 54 or was it 55?
Oh, I think I told you that, didn't I? Didn't I see your name?
And Ken brought us a scrapbook to look at, and there's a game that I was missing against Cornwall and Mimical.
Yeah.
It doesn't. I don't have the stats for it, so add those. Oh, when you guys played?
Yeah.
47. And we already had the goals, but now you've got some more assists you're going to have. Mm-hmm. And Archie had 3 or 4 assists, so add those. Mm-hmm. Well, it's coming. We're getting that.
Must be got a job.
We've been doing this for 35 years.
Have you? Old Chuck Rowan used to have it all over. Whatever happened to all his, I don't
know. Yeah, Bobby was talking to someone that, I don't know, relative of Chuck Rowan.
I talked to his wife still alive and lived with a daughter over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not far from
that.
But he doesn't have
anything.
They didn't have any different
views.
Pictures.
No, I think it was all handed over. That guy from Mississauga that took over after Rowan. That was his name. I could find out tomorrow night what his name was.
He took over as what is it?
Took over as secretary of the league. I understood that all the stuff Chuck Rowan had went right to him.
Well, so Gene Dock, when was he secretary? He was the secretary of OLA and then moved to the Canadian? Is that how it worked?
He moved to the Canadian, yeah. I don't know what year Gene took.
Because Bobby was talking to Gene's daughter, and he got a pile of stuff. And actually found a couple of Minnow Cup stats from 1937 that I was missing. With Johnny Hewitt was on that team. They won in 5 games that year.
Yeah.
And who else was on that team? Mortimer. Mortimer played on both the Man Cup. Well, I don't know if they. Let's see, that's 37. I'm not sure what I. Think, well, did Aurelia win that year in senior?
No, they lost
it. Okay, but he was on the Minnow Cup champs.
Aurelia was quite a goalie. Even without the mask.
I have a piece of film clip from the BBC that I have on my website. And it's got 1931, and you know the goalies aren't wearing any masks, the players aren't wearing any helmets, and this one guy smacks another guy across the head, and I think, how could you play without a helmet? Did they use helmets in your Never use them.
Never use a helmet or a mask.
I just not seen.
That's what I say to people. I say, you see any scars and visible scars on my face and all that? Because we had respect for each other. The sticks were down. We played Hamilton so many times there, and there's always a great rivalry with Hamilton there, but something would go on during the game, and after the game, it was all forgotten. Go to Owen Sound there and play, because there, and you know, those guys would chop you, they'd wait for you after the game, we'd all go and have a beer together.
JJ was telling me about Kasarian one time. There was some Italian guy came in the league and he kept hacking at Kasarian, and Kasarian says, don't do that anymore, you're going to get it. He did about the third time, 165 stitches. And the guy never played lacrosse after that again.
As they say, we all had respect for each other back in those days.
You still got cut and...
You still got
cut,
you got beat up a bit, but I remember playing in Hamilton one day there, and I reached up for a Scoop Hayes pass, you know, big logs. Reached up for one, and Merv caught me. I walked off the floor, I couldn't move my arms and all that stuff.
Probably still hurt from that one.
Yeah, it's all part of the game, really.
Did you go to any rock games, Toronto rock games?
I was down to a few there first year, but... It's not lacrosse.
No, it's just Americanized. Sort of. I go just to get me through to the next summer.
Well, we, lacrosse, back when we played, is always said it was the fastest game of 2 feet. Go from one end to the other end so fast. Now they got this 30-second thing to get a shot and goal, and everybody runs off the floor.
Your defensive unit comes out. Like back then, everybody played both ways.
Much as Chuck Davis would want to get me off sometimes.
Who was the best coach you ever had?
Chuck.
Chuck Davis.
All I know about him is he played in the Man Cup in 1929 for Oshawa Generals when they won the Man Cup, and that was field lacrosse. Because I had a big newspaper thing on it. And I guess he played for Brampton.
I always remember Chuck, there were things that were very tough out before. We'd go in the dressing room. First thing you do is get up to the training table, get a little soft shoe, get everybody laughing, you know, relaxing. He could tell you how to do it.
Now, that year you won the Man Cup. That was your first year lacrosse. Did you? Were you in any other Man Cup playoffs after that?
42 we won it, 43 we went out west, or lost out west, 47 we lost out west. I guess that's about it.
You played 12 games in the playoffs.
Did you beat us?
We must have lost out in the finals or something.
Yeah,
51. You lost the finals to Peterborough.
Oh, that's right.
5-game final.
Well, Whoopi Arthur's in there.
Do you have any regrets from lacrosse at all? Except we can't play now. Did you remember a goalie named Bill MacArthur? Yeah. Really? Like, I'm trying to find out how old exactly he was. I know he was at least 53, but he could have been as old as 57. I'd like to get that birth certificate.
Right. I know Bill was old.
And there was a guy who played for Cornwall. His name was White. He was in his 50s too. Yeah, back in the 30s or 40s.
Rusty White Fergus.
No. I can't remember the guy's name. Or maybe call him Gold Game. That was a nickname he had. I don't know if I've ever seen too many goals like that.
Ken, who is the best goalie ever played or with?
I think Dougie Clavel played against him. Played against Dougie. And with...
Either way, I think he was the best.
I guess Ray Morton was the best we had.
What, did you ever play against Whittaker?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm always hearing it. Cause
well, all around, I think Dougie was the best man. Bill Whittaker was one of these guys that didn't go near the net. He was good, though, wasn't he?
Yeah. Moon Wooten, he was a good
boy. Mm-hmm. Moon was a good boy, yeah.
I guess it's hard to pick one.
It is, you know.
So every year it would be different.
You have the good games against a guy, the next game you couldn't put anything by him.
What's your biggest game you had? Do you remember any big games for a lot of goals?
One game somewhere, I think it was 12 points or something.
Gord Gehr still holds a record for goals in one game, 14, back in 1946.
I think he's one of the right up there somewhere, 8 goals and 4 assists or something like that.
Yeah, Bobby still think he got 8 in his career.
Yeah.
It wasn't against Hammer.
Well, I never got to play in, I played minor lacrosse. There was one year I was going to thought about paying Teddy Higgins $1,000 to sign me up for one game for Peterborough. And there was a big guy playing for Brooklyn. I said to him, I said, if I sign up and I go on the floor, why don't you let me get on? I'm going to jump on your back and start punching you, but you don't hit me back. I never did get to play. Well, I'm only 57. I got a few years maybe I can get out there.
Check with the Rock.
After last weekend, my man lost to. Well, Jimmy Altman's 38.
Yeah.
He still looks good.
What I don't understand about that throwing across, they never try to beat him. When he gets me, the goalie makes a save, so he throws the ball up the floor to one of his guys. And the guy's standing there checking, and everybody else is running off the floor. All that room, you don't try to beat him then? I know Donnie McPhail would have done that guy. That could stand there looking silly and gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see, you know, even in OLA, I don't see that much with the one-on-one.
They play the same stuff off the floor and on the floor. I don't know. I think they slowed the game down a lot.
There's one man crazy enough to try to beat him. They can't get around one guy. Something's wrong. He's been on the floor.
They say I give Donnie McPhail a lot of credit for a lot of the goals I got because they watch him and he'd beat one man and my man would have to leave me and Donnie would just flip it over.
I don't think kids practice like they used to either. Like, I remember having her sticking her hand 8 hours a day down to knocking it off the wall.
We'd make a mimical error. We used to walk up and down Mimical Avenue showing it. Ball back and forth and the sticks down on the beach in the summertime throwing the ball around.
So, actually, I got it. You were born in Toronto.
Right.
But in Toronto, the city, or out in Mimical?
No, in Toronto, the city. Ford Avenue. And we moved out here when I was still a baby.
And you lived here all your life, right?
Yeah. Until I bought a house and I moved on to Oklahoma Street. Across the road is the George R. Dahl School, which I went to as a kid, but my kids couldn't go there because we were in each other going. That was Mimical.
Was it? Wasn't Mimical?
No, it
was different. On the other side of the street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to go around the Grand Avenue School. So when they graduated there, they went up to Queensway. My youngest son, Rick, he was able to go to Mimical High School.
Are you still involved with any old-timer things like the Brampton Old Boys?
Well, I'm still on the committee of the OLA old-timers up there. Past president, past this or that. Which will be having a meeting in April again.
That's where I got your phone number from, was that? Right. Chief. I think Lewis had a, he used to be involved with that. And they had everybody's phone number. That's a few years, probably about 10 years ago I phoned him.
Yeah, I still got it on the Chesterfield's over there.
Well, these ones are updating them.
They're all updated now, aren't they? Okay.
I think they even have pictures in that.
The Bernie was going to go today, but he couldn't have a bad voice.
I haven't seen Bernie for a while.
Well, anything else you'd like to say, Ken, before we
finish this off?
This is going on, it'll be on the internet, this interview. Yeah. So, luckily you weren't cursing and swearing and stuff. I have a website. It's called www.bibleoflacrosse.com. Mm-hmm. And you get on there and there's, right now there's well, maybe 10 interviews. And I've got a couple movies too, but the interviews right now are good. There's Jim McMahon, J.J. Hill, Whitey Frick, I can't remember who else is on there.
Oh, Whitey, he looks after wrestling classes all the time again.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at their dinner, and there was about 300 people showed up.
Really?
And there was three guys showed up from the 1942 Man Cup team, and there's two other guys that are still living, so there was five guys from 1942 still alive.
42.
Yeah. Well, Whitey was a call-up. There were three guys, and the ones that were here were all junior call-ups, but they got to play in the Man Cup.
Middle Cup.
No, they played on the Man Cup team.
We won the Man Cup in 42. Then the Brant and Tom Brady.
Maybe it was 41?
Maybe it was 41.
I don't know. There was five guys there, and I thought it was 42. I checked my stuff, but I never brought everything with me, so...
Combine's 142, and the Combine's right out west of 43.
I know it wasn't 46. Oh, well, heck of it. Anyway, that's, I guess we'll wrap it up, and this is a short one. Bobby, you got anything to add to this? You don't have any questions right now.
Did you play on the same line with your brother, Harry Mike?
Well, Archie played defense more, and I was a forward. And we were on the floor at the same time quite often.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a... Who are the other really good goal scorers when you were playing? I mean, on your team, Jack Williams?
Jack Williams. Donald McPhail. Scoop Hayes. Scoop was more of a setup man.
Yeah, Scoop Hayes is in the Ontario Lacrosse Hall of Fame. Is he in the Canadian one too?
No, we just put in the Canadian last year.
We just put in one.
Yeah. Did you go up west for the induction?
With
CLA? My
wife and I went out west. See it all.
Made a holiday out of it?
Yeah. Ended up with it.
Was your brother in before you?
Yeah, he went in. Tells you downstairs anyways.
Yeah.
I got them all listed downstairs and we really went in.